Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, I missed yesterday, right, after my consecutive streak, including Sundays off, of course. But anyways, back at it today, Thanksgiving week. Are things slowing down? They're not slowing down for me. They're not slowing down for the markets either. So today, back talking about the markets, Donald Trump transition. Not talking much about Barack Obama lately or Hillary, except that it looks like maybe she won't be investigated, right? Is that being taken off the table? Well, Obama is in the news today, too. He was giving out some of those Medal of Freedom things at the White House, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ellen, that kind of stuff. Anyways, the markets, let's start with that. The Dow, over 19,000. The S&P 500, over 2,200. The NASDAQ at new highs, small caps at new highs. You know, prior to the last hour of trading, Fox Business said that, you know, we're not going to hold on to 19,000. Hey, every time we go above it, we pull back today. And apparently they said, hey, there's a lot of stocks to sell at the close, a lot of sell orders. But you know what? We end up closing. We were up a little bit more, but we ended up closing pretty darn hard, up about 67 points, 19,023 was up a little bit more. That's what I was trying to say. So you know what? The for the week, this is the first time that the S&P 500, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the Russell 2000 concurrently registered all new time highs since 1999. And the Russell 2000 is on its longest win streak since 1996. 1996, it had a 15-day run where it made 6.1%. You know, that's not a lot for a 15-day run, right? In 2003, the small caps were up 12 days in a row and made 12%. But this time, we are now up 13 days in a row, and it's up about 14%. Pretty good, huh? So apparently, the market thinks we are on a path of higher economic growth. That's the belief. That's the theory. So we've got more planned infrastructure spending, right? Bridges, airports, roads. Like $1 trillion, right? He wants to cut taxes, remove regulations. And these are things that businesses have been pushing. And and maybe even the repatriation of cash from overseas. So it'll be interesting to see if this is truly an economic boon. So I'm looking around the financial websites, stock websites today. There's a lot of articles around what to buy now. The three stocks to buy, the penny stocks to buy, top dividend growth stocks to buy. I guess there's always those kind of articles, but right now I bet they're getting a lot more clicks because it's greed time out there in the market. When the market has a run like this, everybody gets excited about stocks, especially if you've been missing it, right? You kind of think, hey, maybe we are going to have a stronger economy under Trump. Maybe there will be a rally into the year end. So that's folks who missed it get greedy, and the folks who are making money start maybe even taking more risk, right? They do start to pile in some more riskier assets. You know, some of the tech stocks were selling off initially because they have a lot of their labor out overseas. So a lot of those stocks are selling off if Trump was going to clamp down on overseas labor. But some of that's reversed now, too. We saw Facebook soaring yesterday up over 4%. I mean, plus they're buying back their own stock, right? Anyway, so let's get back to Trump. So one of the big things in the news is the conflict of interest, right? So he's really the first president that we've had in a while from the private sector, right? We need a businessman to run the economy. Well, guess what you get when you get a businessman? You get a businessman. He did have a private business. He had a lot of stuff going on. So he's transitioning that to his kids, right? So most presidents we have, you know, they've been in the system for a while, right? They've been in the public sector. They've been working for the government. A lot of their assets are in blind trust, right? They don't touch it. So this is the first time we've had one for a while who has, you know, current active interest in the private sector as he's turning those over to his kids. So that in itself is sort of a transition process, right? So I don't know if I blame him for, he's not president yet, right? So I don't know if I blame him for working with his kids on transitioning some of this stuff over. I mean, I know it kind of looks bad, but is it really bad? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the worst part would be that his kids are running it, right? And is there a conflict of interest just in having the kids run it as opposed to somebody you don't know? But then, I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of new. I don't think there's any laws that he's breaking. We'll see. I'm sure that'll be talked about, at least on the liberal blogs, right? They got to have something to attack him for. Did you see Saturday Night Live this week? Alec Baldwin did his Donald J. Trump impression, and it's okay. It, you know, kind of played like he's in over his head, right? He doesn't know what to do. He's being surprised by all his responsibilities and overwhelmed by the promises that he's made, right? So it was kind of okay, kind of getting old quick, right? At least I thought so. So anyways, Trump, of course, took to Twitter, and he said basically Saturday Night Live was biased, and he asks for equal time for us. So, you know, right now the Republicans, they control everything, right? So they're going to be the ones people are targeting with the jokes. So, you know, I can understand why Trump didn't like it, but he's going to be the butt of a lot of jokes, right? So anyways, of course, Alec Baldwin had to reply. He's on Twitter. He said, equal time. The election is over. There is no more equal time. Now you try to be president and people respond. That's pretty much it. So Baldwin took right back to him, right? There's no filter on Twitter. You can't just select the people you ask that to ask you questions. Everybody's on Twitter, right? With fake IDs. Pence said about the Hamilton jeers, hey, that's what democracy looks like, or well, that's what freedom looks like. People have the right to free speech, right? Of course, what happened subsequently is there were some hecklers at the latest performance of Hamilton who, of course, were talking back to the cast. So that's the way it works, right? In Social Security news, there's three big changes. If you're a retiree, it's going up 0.3%, not much, right? Also, if you're a retiree who works, you can work a little bit more, earn a little bit more money, not much, though, before they start taking it away. But the big news for those of us who work is that the payroll tax cap is going from $118,500 to $127,200 next year. It's a pretty big jump, right? I mean, that's a pretty big jump. And, you know, I think one of the things the Democrats will be targeting to raise more money for Social Security, eliminating that cap or raising it a lot higher, right? You think that'll happen? I think it will. Hey, you know who's in the news today? Greece. It's been a while, right? We haven't talked about Greece and their financial troubles for a while. I guess there's other things in the news, but you know what? They are continuing their bailout talks. Yeah, they still need bailing out after all these years. They're trying to finish their bailout talks before December 5th. But I think what we've noticed about Greece is when they finish their bailout talks, it seems to only set up the next round of bailout talks, right? So anyways, they're working on fiscal and labor reforms. So coming up in the stock market, we do have tax loss selling season that begins right about now, maybe after the holidays. So say you have some losing stocks, you have some winning stocks, you want to take some profits, maybe you want to offset some of the gains with some losses, if you have losses. So that's the time this happens. So this is a way for folks to avoid tax payments next year, or at least offset some of them, offset some of the gains with some of the tax losses. So this is where, you know, I always have a hard time buying a stock that I want to buy ahead of what I would view tax loss selling. So take, for example, I'll just pull one out of thin air, Disney. Disney's been down this year, and if folks want to offset some gains, that's a stock that could be targeted, right? Just thinking out loud. So things Democrats are talking about, the popular vote, Hillary overwhelmingly won that. Thank you, California, right? A lot of people in California voted for Hillary. They're talking about the conflict of interest stuff, and they are also spending a lot of time talking about the alt-right and white nationalists. And I don't know how many of those folks are out there. I'm sure there are some, but in a nation with 315 million people, I'm sure you can find examples of anything you want to find examples of, right? It's out there. Well, happy Thanksgiving week. I may do another podcast tomorrow. Heck, why not, right? Why not do them all week and talk about stuff? Anyways, I hope you're rounding up the Black Friday ads and getting ready.
Hey, and today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is Coming Home by Mike Sabatella. See ya.
The days feel